Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Chapter 3, Scene 5. Lord Krishna reveals his and their identity to Devaki and Vasudeva. My dear mother, in the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, my father Vasudeva was living as one of the Prajapatis, and his name at that time was Sutapa, and you were his wife named Prishni. At that time, when Lord Brahma was desiring to increase the population, he requested you to generate offspring. You controlled your senses and performed severe austerities. And by practicing the breathing exercise of the yoga system, both you and your husband could tolerate all the influences of the material laws, the rainy season, the onslaught of the wind, and the scorching heat of the sunshine. You also executed all religious principles. In this way, you were able to cleanse your hearts and control the influence of material law. In executing your austerity, you used to eat only the leaves of trees which fell to the ground. Then with steady mind and controlled sex drive, you worshipped me, desiring some wonderful benediction. Both of you practiced severe austerities for 12,000 years by the calculation of the demigods. And during that time, your mind was always absorbed in me. And when you were executing devotional service, always thinking of me within your hearts, I was very much pleased with you. O sinless mother, your heart is therefore always pure. At that time also, I appeared before you in this form, just to fulfill your desire. And I requested you to ask whatever you desired. At that time, you wished to have me born as your son. Although you saw me personally, instead of asking for your complete liberation from the material bondage, under the influence of my energy, you asked me to become your son. In other words, the Lord selected his mother and father, namely Prishni and Sutapa, specifically to appear in the material world. Whenever the Lord comes as a human being, he must have someone as mother and father. So Krishna selected Prishni and Sutapa perpetually as his mother and father. And on account of this, both Prishni and Sutapa could not ask the Lord for liberation. Liberation is not so important as the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Lord could have awarded Prishni and Sutapa immediate liberation, but he preferred to keep them within this material world for his different appearances, as will be explained as follows. On receiving the benediction from the Lord to become his father and mother, both Prishni and Sutapa returned from the activities of austerity and lived as husband and wife in order to beget a child who was the Supreme Lord himself. In due course of time, Prishni became pregnant and gave birth to the child. The Lord continued to speak to Devaki and Vasudeva. At that time, my name was Prishni Garbha. In the next millennium also, you took birth as Aditi and Kashyapa, and I became your child of the name Upendra. At that time, my form was just like a dwarf, and for this reason, I was known as Vamanadeva. I gave you the benediction that I would take birth as your son three times. The first time I was known as Prishni Garbha, born of Prishni and Sutapa. The next birth I was Upendra, born of Aditi and Kashyapa. And now for the third time I am born as Krishna from you, Devaki, and Vasudeva. I appeared in this Vishnu form just to convince you that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, again taking birth. I could have appeared just like an ordinary child, but in that way you would not believe that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, have taken birth in your womb. My dear father and mother, you have therefore raised me many times as your child, and with great affection and love, I am therefore very pleased and obliged to you. And I assure you that this time you shall go back home, back to Godhead, on account of your perfection in your mission. I know you are very concerned about me and afraid of Kamsa. Therefore, I order you to take me immediately to Gokula and replace me with the daughter who has just been born to Yashoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.